Hey, it just stopped.
Yeah, it did. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Britt. Oh, it started again.
Yeah, it started again. That's a leaf blower. Someone's leaf blowing inside my apartment, obviously.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Patrick?
Kind of fine.
Yeah. So we're having some dinner here together. I made us some food while you were watching some Trek.
Oh, yeah.
And so I call this my big fat pile of shit. It is, so we got a layer of...
Is the name inspired by the fact that you just came from a big fat Greek wedding?
Yeah, absolutely.
My big fat pile of shit.
Yeah, I'll talk about the wedding in a second, but we got tater rounds fried, deep fried here.
I love tater rounds.
Oh, me too. They're so much better than tater tots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we got, on top of that, a big pile of vegan chili. Mm. And on top of that, a big pile of vegan corn. Mm. And then on top of that, vegan onions. Oh, by the way, the tater rounds have beef in them.
Oh, hells yeah.
They're made out of beef, so it's not technically a vegan meal. Yeah.
I was wondering what that filling was.
Yeah, I mean, they taste like potatoes, but, you know, they've gotten really good at the potato alternatives lately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The beef-flavored... alternative.
Yeah. So that's what we're eating. We haven't been podcasting lately, so sorry to everybody, but we'll try to make it up to you.
1 week.
Yeah, it's a week, whatever.
Those sickos can go one week without it.
Yeah, and we gave you an advice episode that week, so, you know, enjoy that. Or I guess that was today.
Yeah.
I've been over on the East Coast in Connecticut. And Rhode Island specifically. My brother eloped a while ago, and I went over there to do his wedding reception. They decided to have the ceremony, you know, just be their own thing. Mm. But then for the reception, they wanted a big party blowout.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And it was like a 3-day event. Mm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it was like, they got like 90 people there almost. Jesus. Or I think 90 people, yeah. From like all over the country. A lot of them were from like Rhode Island, Connecticut area because, you know, work friends, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A lot of them just flew in. There was a whole group from Alaska, a few from Seattle. Mm-hmm. People came from all over. Yeah, it was really cool. A bunch of people from Chicago because that's where my new sister-in-law grew up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so it was really fucking cool. It was a great reception.
It's kind of Chicago Dogs inspired.
Yeah, a little bit Chicago Dogs inspired, I guess you could say that. Yeah, because it's all smothered and shit.
Yeah, it's the raw onions.
Mm-hmm.
Chili.
Mm-hmm. I think raw yellow onions are like totally underutilized.
Mm-hmm. It's Chicago Dog style.
Yeah. Oh, finally the leaf blower stopped. That's nice.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. We just had to will it to happen.
Yeah. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Oh, yeah, and we did it live.
Mm-hmm.
We did it live, we did it right.
Yeah, it sounded like it was like a nice, like, 3 days long. That's must have been lots of partying.
Yeah, a whole lot of partying. Mm-hmm. But as you know, I don't drink. Mm-hmm. As our listeners probably know, I don't drink. So it was... for me, a lot of drinking Diet Coke, and DDing for people. It was fun, though, you know?
And getting smoking that Chiba.
I was smoking so much Chiba. Uh-huh. It's legal in both Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
So I was just, like, popping joints. I brought approximately 35 grams of weed with me.
Mm.
And I was only able to smoke about, like, 15 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple joints a day or two, you know, a couple big pre-rolls. It wasn't terribly, you know, I've gone through periods of my life where I was smoking way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you and me were working together at Whole Foods, I was probably smoking, like, I don't know, up to an ounce a week.
Damn.
Yeah.
Get that weed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good that you got to imbibe it in your own way.
I got to Joe Biden my own way.
Mm-hmm. Joe imbibe.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing Joe Biden's done lately?
I saw him doing a stretch. That was pretty good.
Like a big stretch?
Yeah, he was able to hold his leg behind him.
Really?
Yeah. For an 80-year-old man, I guess that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Mitt Romney just retired. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I saw.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I mean, he's made his money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he never needed to be in politics. Like, he made so much money, like, fucking just, like, sinking companies through Bain Capital and, like, yeah. Like
he, being, and it was even easier for him to do when he was elected.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's like, you know, glad our nation psychos can just retire in peace without any sort of repercussions. Like, he's an 80-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll never face any consequences.
No, no. Especially, you know, if he's in Utah or Massachusetts, where he's incredibly popular.
Yep, and he'll probably live past 100 years old. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that dude's 80. Uh-huh. He's fucking so virile for 80.
Yeah, I had no idea he was that old. Yeah, you know, this is just show, if you're absolutely evil, you'll always come out on top.
Mm-hmm. The Henry Kissinger principle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, you know, to his credit, he's done, like, materially, like, at least one good thing, which is the Massachusetts healthcare plan that basically, like, Obamacare is basically that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, helped put through, like, something that was, you know, he didn't have to, that actually did materially improve a lot of people's lives. And this, like, predates Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good on him for that, but he sided with Republicans and their racist, evil policies all the way, so...
Yeah.
Very little credit where credit's due.
Mm. For me, it's on site if I see him.
There you go. That's the one you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, if I see him in public, I'm gonna take him into a public restroom and... his pants.
Mm. Probably, you know, he could probably still come a lot at, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can just, you know, you go there and you just, like, once you take down his pants and you...
You what?
Go to town on that big old...
That big old what?
Yeah, that's great. And also, whatever happened to Kristen Sinema? Is she still in power?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think they're the Democrats are trying to primary her.
Yeah, she, like, her and Mitt Romney formed that weird friendship for a while.
Yeah. You know they'd be fucking.
I don't know. I think they're just, like...
Or, you know, at least, like, Mitt Romney be masturbating thinking about they fucking.
No, I think he's, like, just, like, excited to just have someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
I feel like they both definitely watch Ted Lasso and talk about it together.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely has that sort of, like, manic pixie dream girl type thing going on.
They also probably watch that 1886 series or whatever together.
And Garden State.
Yeah, definitely Garden State. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
No, good for our evil tyrants.
Mm-hmm. They out there getting their bag.
Yeah, they getting that bag.
Hustle culture, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it when people talk about hustle culture. That's them just, like, exploiting people.
Yeah, it's like, I just made two new orphans today.
Yeah.
Hustle culture.
Hustle culture.
Hashtag hustle culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I just collected rent.
Hustle culture.
Hustle culture.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, everyone, no one works as hard as I do.
Yeah, my parents were rich, and they gave me a trust fund. Hustle culture.
Hustle culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love it. Gotta love it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking today just how, like, how boomer culture, how, you know, boomers were able to buy their houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just, like, you know, you know, it goes into part of, like, how, like, everything now has planned obsolescence built into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, nothing we buy now is meant to last forever.
No. Like, it's all IKEA bullshit.
And that's something that we realized, you know, go pretty early on. You know, it's like when people started buying things, they're just like, wait a minute. And the same thing that I think happened with houses, we were just like, wait. We can't just be giving these things away.
Yeah, we can't be giving away these, like, well-constructed things that'll last for generations.
Yeah, like, we gotta do something about this. We need to really, like, make sure everyone's in a renter class.
Right. Like, ultimately, like, the United States, in concept, would work if we still had, like, yeoman homesteading, like, mm-hmm. anywhere but, like, fucking Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea that you can go out somewhere and you can, like, have your own land, off-grid, on-grid, whatever,
mm-hmm.
make your own food, live your own life. Like, that's actual freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the closest you can get to freedom in America, you know? Mm-hmm. You're not relying on any systems but your own. You're mm-hmm. working the land, and the land was given to you. Yeah. But, we don't have that anymore.
No.
And so there's, like, no true freedom in theory or in essence in America, and it kind of fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah, no sort of, like, financial freedom, which is really, like...
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, it's... Wages are stagnant. Everything's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Fucking... You can't get credit unless you, like, you know, have credit.
Yeah.
And so it's like a shitty recursive system, and it's a thing that's like familial too. Like, you know,
we have no actual infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure is crumbling.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking about like the other day, just like, you know, if we were to have a high speed rail system, it'd be so like, well, for one, we wouldn't have a high speed rail system.
Mm-hmm.
But two, it'd be so poorly maintained. It'd probably be on the verge of just like being completely just a death trap.
Yeah. I took an Amtrak, right,
mm-hmm.
from New London, where my brother lives, to the Boston airport, mm-hmm. where I flew out of. And it made me, for a moment, hope for fascism, because at least in fascism, the trains run on time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like any sort of, like, public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, and, like, people have shared photos of that one, I think, pillar in, like, Chicago or something where a train was going over and, like the beam supporting it was, like, moving. Like, it was, like, the bottom was completely eroded away, and it was just, like, basically just balancing on top of this thing.
That, like, rules.
Like, like, you know, and all, it's all in service of just, like, laundering money mm-hmm. to other people.
It's just an upward transfer of wealth.
Yeah.
That's they're looking to cut costs in order to enrich shareholders
mm-hmm.
and executives and companies.
Yep.
And so,
police and the military.
Yeah. It's not the profit motive that's necessarily the bad thing.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah,
but,
kinda.
But,
like, I think we'll go into that a little bit when we review Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
that's a capitalist realist project, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, just something that's like, especially now with like how Disney's handling of it, it's just a revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
There's like any sort of like art or anything is, yeah, I hear that too.
Cool.
has been completely stripped away from it. So it's like, it's just a nostalgia revenue machine.
Mm-hmm. That's a society we've built. That's our world now.
Rocks.
Mm-hmm. Rock and roll, baby.
I know, that's the one thing I've been noticing like a lot. Like, I don't know if you've noticed on Twitter. I know I think it was while you're on vacation, but mm-hmm. like, the Rome stuff's really started popping off.
No.
Like, people were like people have really just been like talking about like how, you know, they've been thinking a lot about Rome lately, about mm-hmm. Rome's collapse, and you know that we're currently experiencing another like fall of an empire that's akin to the Roman empire falling.
Okay.
And a lot of it's being like, because like Elon tweeted it from the official X account and stuff like that. How often do you think about Rome? It's just, I don't know. It's just.
That sounds pretty gay.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Because the Roman Empire is like a big fash thing right now. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. Just, oh, it always has been.
Always has been. But it's just funny that we're, and also like, and Rome falling is also being like attributed. Like people are sharing photos of like a Chipotle closing in Beverly Hills and doing this thing where it's just like there's this collapse of social norms and just like society. It's just completely insane to me.
Yeah, that's definitely why Rome collapsed, is their social norms.
Yeah, and people are doing too many pronouns, so Chipotle's are closing.
Yeah, that's what brought down the Roman Empire. Transgenders.
But yeah, it's just so fucking silly to me.
Yeah, that's some baby brain bullshit.
Unfortunately, but yeah, I don't know. It was fun to follow and just everyone being like, I think about Rome every day.
Yeah,
like we are currently experiencing the fall of the Roman Empire.
Like I think about Rome pretty often, but only because I watch like animated battle maps of all of like Caesar's like most glorious battles and shit. And, like, I don't know, that shit's interesting as hell.
Yeah.
You know, something I feel like fascists also probably do. Yeah. Unfortunately. I think history's cool though.
Yeah,
I like it, especially military history is like very interesting to me. Seeing all the failures and successes and like what people did and like ingenious battle plans. It's interesting. You know, it's a different time.
Different time.
Different place. Different time. Maybe.
I think I saw one person like sharing like the Flannix position, you know, saying like, this is the best military tactic. And I was just like, you know,
no, that was like completely crushed by like later military tactics.
Yeah. People coming from the sides. Oh. I was also like, you know, you could just have
like, smaller regiments, like trounce them.
Yeah.
Like,
you could just have a steamroller. I mean, especially now it's just like, I don't know. It's just some like, yeah, just fash baby brain shit. Just like, you know, thinking like that there's this like glorious former time in America had this like level of greatness, and it's been just in steady decline.
Yeah.
Forever. I mean, we're just here until the lights go off of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a steady cultural rot and decline that we're all experiencing together, and it feels like the wheels are falling off, but the wheels are just gonna stay on as long as the profits keep flowing.
Yeah.
So
until the last person's bled dry, and then
yeah, until like there's only one billionaire or there's one trillionaire, and then the rest of us are poor. I don't think shit is gonna change.
No,
because everyone is always gonna believe, hey, I could be that trillionaire.
Yeah, I could be that. I could
or
be.
not everyone, just lots and lots of dumb people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hopefully they're going to go in decline a bit because Elon's opening the Neuralink thing up to human trials.
Cool.
So I think we're going to have a whole mesh of lobotomized people very soon.
I'm all for it. I'm all for lobotomizing anyone who's willing to give their life and body to the science of Elon Musk.
Yeah. Like I was just thinking about that. I was kind of thinking about that movie Awakenings, where those people about those people who all got this disease that made them catatonic,
right?
And like they were able to like after they got some shot, they were able to become animated. And I was just thinking about, like, you know, in 30-40 odd years after this, we're gonna have a movie about the Neuralink people. There's gonna be like a movie about a home that houses all the people that have been lobotomized by the Neuralink thing.
Indeed, that'll be a fun little documentary.
Yeah. I have like that. Or in 40 years, Robin Williams playing the doctor, and he comes up with some treatment for them.
AI Robin Williams.
Oh my God, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing we can get into about in the Star Wars thing about the AI use. That they used for the Ahsoka.
Right. I don't know anything about that.
Oof, man.
Well, you can talk about that on here, because we're not going to talk about another Star Ahsoka. Wars franchise on.
Well, they For the Asuka. I think I don't know how the name's pronounced.
Yeah.
Asuka.
I know what you're talking about.
But they came out with like they used a deep fake Mark Hamill.
No. And, I mean they did that with the Mandalorian season one
they
too.
Did that, yeah, it's the same guy. The guy looks just like Mark Hamill without mm-hmm. the deep fake technology put on his face. Yeah. But they used AI to do Mark Hamill's voice.
Oh.
And instead of actually getting Mark Hamill famous,
Mark Hamill's voice around. Actor, yeah, he's not dead,
and he's a voice actor.
Yeah, he's one of the best voice actors of our generation. Like he is the fucking Joker.
He is the Joker, and I'm the Joker, baby. And I think that's what I was getting at was like, there's this like how crappy just everything is. Like, you know, Disney has billions of dollars, but they don't really do anything with it.
No,
like,
they just hoard it.
Yeah, they just hoard it. It's like, they know they don't have to expend any effort to actually make things good, because, like, they know people are going to watch it regardless, so just having, like, AI-voiced Mark Hamill mm-hmm. is sufficient enough. Like, they're not going to try harder than that. Everything's going to look bad as hell.
Yeah.
and they're just going to just churn it out. They don't give a fuck about the quality, because it's like, why would they? It's like they mm-hmm. have no incentive to actually make it good when they know people are going to see it for at a lower price point.
Right.
And so it's just like this idea that capitalism drives innovation and quality is continually proven false.
Yeah. People don't realize that, like, austerity is not progression in any way ever.
No.
And that's what these companies are all about, is getting ballooning to as big as they can possibly get, and then cutting everything down until they're only making profit on the worst service possible until they get sold to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a company exists for these days.
Yeah. And yeah, like, people are attributing like the fall of the American empire to pronouns, when it's just like, no, we can actually track track the actual, like, you know, material reasons why this is happening.
Mm-hmm. And also, like,
it's like the private companies taking control of every single public service
mm-hmm.
and making it worse, and to increase their revenue stream, and continually, like, throwing that cost onto the person mm-hmm. and meanwhile our wages can't even pay for the most basic things ever.
Yep, that's our world.
That's our world.
We should burn it down.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it's like, I was thinking, it's like, you know, it would be bad, you know. It would be bad, like, when it does happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be incredibly destabilizing, but all destabilizing things, like, drive up poverty, you know.
Yeah.
Drive up, like, violence, drive up insecurity. Revolution is a difficult thing.
Yeah. This will be a bit better.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good place to leave it for now.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.